أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على صلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون. صدق الله العظيم. Beloved brothers, respected elders, currently many of us are going through our holiday time where we are on break, our youngsters at school, those who are at university, and many adults as well, maybe on holiday as well. So this is a time that people generally relax. They take time off. They take a breather from their normal pursuits. So there's no problem with that. This is also a time to relax, to reset ourselves, enjoy the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enjoy the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a little extra rest that a person may have, a little bit extra sleep perhaps, enjoy the beautiful fruit of summer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides. So there is no problem with enjoying all these ni'mats of Allah, these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقَنَاكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ. Eat from the pure things, the wholesome things which Allah has provided you, which we have provided you, and be grateful to Allah. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. If you really worship Allah, then make shukr to Allah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. Who has prohibited the beautiful things of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which He has extracted for his slaves, and the wholesome sustenance which Allah has provided? Who has made it haram? This is not haram. قُلْ say to them, هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. All these things are for the believers in this worldly life. Allah Ta'ala wants them to enjoy and make shukr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to be grateful servants of Allah. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا خَالِصَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And on the day of Qiyamah, it will be exclusively for them. So in the dunya, the believers will enjoy, but in the akhirah, these ni'mat of Allah, these favors of Allah will be exclusively for the believers. خَالِصَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. So there's no problem with enjoying the ni'mat of Allah and making shukr to Allah, making zikr of Allah, obeying Allah, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no problem with that. But we mustn't become so relaxed and so chilled, become so relaxed that we become neglectful, that we become ghafil. The person is enjoying his sleep so much at night, that now he misses his fajr salah, he's neglectful of his fajr salah. A person becomes so relaxed and so ghafil, so negligent, he becomes so negligent that he doesn't, he's not careful about the environment that he is moving in. But is it an environment which is conducive to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is Allah ta'ala being obeyed in that environment? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembered in that environment? So he's careful about his environment.
the other hand, we find that those who are neglectful, disbelievers especially, we find that they lead a life of ghaflat and neglect. And this is what we need to save ourselves. We lead a life of being neglectful or ghafil, but always be alert. After all, Allah Ta'ala has described the dunya in the Quran Sharif as a darul ghurur, a home of deception. It's a place of deception. Don't be deceived. Don't begin enjoying yourself so much that you forget reality. You forget akhirat. You forget the fact that you will have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala describes the neglectful ones in the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. Their hisab, their reckoning, accountability has come close for mankind. اِقْتَرَبَ, it has come close. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ. So their reckoning has come close. But وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ, whilst they are in negligence and they are turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ, they are turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every one of us will soon face our hisab. The day of hisab is coming. It's coming closer and closer. As time passes, as the years pass by, as the time passes by, we are getting closer and closer to our ajal, to our fixed time. We must never be neglectful and ghafil of that. The time has come close, the hisab has come close. But Allah Ta'ala describes the neglectful ones, وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ, they are turning away in their negligence. مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. That no new advice comes to them from their Lord. So they are being advised by the Quran Sharif, by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the advice of the pious, or by the advice of the ulama. Their advices are coming. Except that they listen to it, وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ, that they are playing, they mock, they take it very lightheartedly. وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts are full of neglect, full of negligence, full of ghaflat. لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ. So beloved brothers, as I said, enjoy the ni'mat of Allah, enjoy the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghafil, don't become neglectful of your duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It may be holiday season, you may be off your work or your school or university, whatever it may be, but it doesn't mean that we are on holiday from the laws of Allah or we are on holiday from the laws of Islam. Another aspect with regards to the holiday time is that we find that Allah Ta'ala blesses us with a lot of free time, which is a great favor of Allah. The great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you got free time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, ni'matani maghbulun fihima kathirun minan nas, as-sihhatu wal-faragh. There are two favors where most people, they run at a loss with regards to them. They don't use them properly, most people. What are these two favors? Good health time. As-sihhatu wal-faragh. Most people are negligent. They don't capitalize on these two things. You got good health, you got free time, you can really prosper, you can prepare yourself to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can earn great treasures from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must appreciate whatever free time we have. Yes, in the holiday we take a little bit of time extra maybe for our rest, our relaxation. But at the same time, there's so much of time. Let us balance that with spending some, a little bit of that free time to be effective, which is to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is akhirat. So a person spends some of that time, beautiful times after Fajr Salah until Ishraq. This was the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make his Fajr Salah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit in the masjid and he would spend time with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until sun rose, and thereafter during Ishraq time, about 15 minutes or so after sunrise, when the sun is quite bright, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will engage in his Ishraq Salah or Salatul Duha. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned great virtues. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who performs, it is a hadith of Qudsi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that who reads four rakats at the beginning of the day, akfika akhirahu. Allah ta'ala says, I will suffice you till the end of the day. I will suffice you. I will be enough for you. Alaysa Allahu bikafin abda. Is Allah not sufficient for his slave? Allah ta'ala will take care of you for the rest of the day. So a little time after Fajr Salah, or perhaps between Asr and Maghrib Salah, is a beautiful time. Spend some time between Asr and Maghrib Salah in the zikr of Allah, in the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, in making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us and instructs us in the Quran Sharif, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَا. That restrain yourself with those who call out to the Lord morning and evenings seeking the pleasure of Allah. Spend some time in that company with the musallis, engaging in ibadat, engaging in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us spend a little bit more time in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, we are so fortunate that we have such beautiful facilities in our areas, just at our doorstep. Beautiful masajid, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. We should be so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is such a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these masajid, as described in this hadith which I'm going to narrate to you, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu anil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's reported of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you pass by the gardens of Jannah, then you must graze. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, wa ma riyadu Jannah? O Rasul of Allah, what are the gardens of Jannah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al masajid. The masajid are the gardens of Jannah. So this is actually a garden of Jannah. It's a place of peace. It's a place of dhikr. It's a place where the malaika throng. It's a place where you will gain sukoon. So spend some extra time in this holiday period. We have some free time. Spend some extra time in the masjid. We will gain sukoon. We will gain peace of mind. As it is, you know, the wives are complaining that we are troubling them at home, right? So, let us spend, or, you know, we are troubling them or they are troubling us, Allah knows best, right? Each has got their own story. There's always two sides to a story. But, let us spend some extra time in the masjid. The masjid is a garden of Jannah. It is a garden. We will gain here sukoon. Enjoy the masjid. There's so much of sukoon that you will find in the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described it as Riyadul Jannah. Like we go to Masjidul Nabawi, Rawdatul Riyadul Jannah, which is obviously the garden of Jannah, which is of the highest level in this dunya, which is in Masjidul Nabawi, in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But all the masajid are also gardens of Jannah. Let us take out some time and spend some extra time in the masjid, and inshallah we'll then gain sukoon, peace, peace of mind. Another very important aspect with regards to this December period, holiday period, is highlighted in this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and which we can make amal upon, which is a great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's reported in Sahih Bukhari, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, it is said that one of the Sahaba asked Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, ما كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصنع في بيته. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do in his house? Ma kana yasna'u an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi baytihi. So she says, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha says, qalat kana yakunu fi mihnati ahlihi ay khidmati ahlihi. He used to be in the service of his family, in the khidmat of his family. And when salah used to come, when the time of salah would come, kharaja ila salah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then immediately rush off to salah. In another hadith of Musnad Ahmad, it's narrated, explained further, what would Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be doing in the home. كَانَ يَقْدِبُ نَفْسَهُ وَيَحْلِبُ شَعْتَهُ وَيَرْقُعُ ثَوْبَهُ وَيَخْصِفُ نَعْنَهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be making khidmat of himself, serving himself. Whatever chores that he has, that he used to be milking his animal, milking the sheep. Perhaps it could be that we are going to buy the milk, whatever it may be, but we are doing some chores, servicing that home. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be patching his clothing. He will be sewing his shoe. So whatever domestic work Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was engaged in that, within that home, this is beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the mu'jiza of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi of Allah who was Imamul Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam, that this was how he would conduct himself within his home. But as Aisha radiallahu anha says, وَكَانَ إِذَا حَضَرَتُ الصَّلَاةُ خَرَجَ إِلَيْهَا دُونَ تَأْخِيرٍ. But when the time of salah came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would immediately leave for salah without any delay. دُونَ تَأْخِيرٍ, without any delay. So that's another important aspect, that we do the chores within the home and regard it as a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is great reformation that will take place within our souls in implementing the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another very important aspect, as I said, when we have a little bit extra time within the home, to implement the home ta'aleem. To implement the home ta'aleem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. O believers, save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. Save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. So there is a need for reminders to take place within the home. And our ulama, our elders, have chalked out a very simple way to implement this. They say, conduct ta'aleem at home. Choose a time that's appropriate for the entire family. Everyone can sit together. Read the prescribed kitabs like the Fadail Amal, the virtues of good deeds, the virtues of sadaqat, the virtues of charity, the Behishti Zayr, where we learn the laws and the fiqh of Islam and the aqaid as well, and Siratul Mustafa, the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So implement this kind of ta'aleem within the home. If we find that this is lacking within the home, someone may be neglectful, the children may be neglectful, or someone is neglectful, then read the virtues of salah. Read the ahadith encouraging salah. Read those ayat of the Quran Salif with regards to salah. Like that, whatever other aspect, but conduct the ta'aleem well. Fix some time for it. Give some time for that. Make it appealing and interesting. Prepare it well. And together with that ta'aleem, have some time for zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Collectively as a family, make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Teach the children, teach the youngsters 100 times durood sharif, and 100 times istighfar, 100 times la ilaha illallah. And thereafter make a collective dua. Like sahaba used to make dua when they used to go out in jihad. One used to make the dua, the other one used to say ameen. The other one used to make dua, the other one used to say ameen. Parents must make the dua. Oh Allah, help my children. Oh Allah, make my children successful in the coming exams. Similarly, the children, teach them. Oh my child, you also make dua. They will make dua. Teach them to make dua for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will make dua, you will make ameen. And in that way, they will be trained to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all our needs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for appreciating the time that we have in these holidays. Allah ta'ala make it such that we do not become ghafil and neglectful. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and our families. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون لاهية قلوبهم وقال تبارك وتعالى قل من حرم زينة الله التي أخرج لعباده طيبات من الرزق قل هي للذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا خالصة يوم القيامة كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم فإنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس ولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اغفر لنا واغفر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحمنا وارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصرنا وانصر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وقال تبارك وتعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. We state in the first brothers, filling all the gaps. This place in the masjid, please come in, brothers. Please switch off all cell phones. Stand shoulder to shoulder. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
تحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته وعلينا وعلى عباد الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لك الحمد وصفاته.